Doyle's trip comes at a time when the state's looking to upgrade its passenger rail, and at a time when rail stands to benefit from an influx of money from the federal stimulus plan. The governor says he's hoping this visit with the train car manufacturer in Spain will help the state get the best deal it can. But he's also looking ahead.
I believe that with the expansion of passenger rail, that's part of the stimulus package, and then hopefully part of the policy of this administration moving forward in the coming years, that there is real opportunity to rebuild a passenger rail manufacturing sector, and I think it would be particularly fitting for it to be in the middle part of the country.
The governor says he thinks rail car manufacturing could be a big growth area over the next 10 to 15 years in the U.S. The Milwaukee-based Super Steel Corporation already makes train cars here. In the short term, Doyle says he wants the state to improve the rail line between Milwaukee and Chicago so it can take faster trains and more traffic. He says he's hoping federal stimulus money could help the state start to expand a rail line from Milwaukee to Madison. Eventually, Doyle hopes that same line will travel to La Crosse and onto the Twin Cities. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.